If there was like a way, if there was a way to differentiate when writing it down for it to go live, if you're trying to say live today, or if you're trying to say live today, or if you wanted to name a show, because I mean, I named this broadcast right here, right now, live today. But it looks like exactly like it says live today, which, you know, it could be live and live. What if they call it live, live today? I don't know. What if I do a little switcheroo and start going live on Twitch every day? Why not? And I'll say that's I'm going live today. But it's live today at the same time. It's both things. It's promoting people to, you know, live in a way that's ideal to them, that really, you know, feeds them emotionally and feeds their spirit, feeds their soul, kind of makes them feel happy about who they are, and lets them, you know, be reminded that all of today is not promised. So live. Be here. Be here and do it. So welcome to day one of what I believe, you know, if this works out for me to continue to do this, this might be day one of a live today special brought to you by Evolving with Corey Castle, my podcast that you know, today is the first time I've been at this computer, the first time I've been in front of this mic as far as I get to record anything. I've recorded a few episodes of my podcast that I host with my girlfriend Alyssa, and that podcast is Shamecast, which is, you know, a sister show or an offshoot or a spinoff of Evolving with Corey Castle. It's on the same RSS feed, so if you've heard my voice or seen my face and it had something to do with podcasting, it was most recently, probably that, and not Evolving with Corey Castle. I don't think I've recorded anything in a few months here, and it's not that I've given up on it. I for certain am never giving up on it. I was trying to do this thing where every day I was going to put up a reel. I was going to make a reel. So I took like clips from every other old episode and started making reels out of it. And I was committed to kind of like doing that every day, but I was losing focus on the recording new episodes and doing new content. And then I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go every day. I'm going to put a new reel up every day and, you know, see about, you know, that consistency. And that, you know, I did that, I'd say probably till March. I did every day from December to March. And I just didn't have any new stuff. I like lost focus on recording new stuff by going back and finding old stuff. And it's like, I have such a hard time already. And this is silly and corny, but this is something that happens. Listening back to my own self sometimes can make me uncomfortable. Sometimes I can feel a little like, you know, I was learning a bit about deep diving into my own show and into my own voice and, you know, being self-conscious. It's not that I thought I was not a good host. It's not that I thought I was too good or not anything. It's just that I was overanalyzing my own self and like, like when you listen back and then you play this back in your head. And I said this in a promo that I just did on Saturday. Like when you're a lot of times, like you'll think of what you should have said and what you should have did or what you should have said rings through your head all night and overanalyzing it. So it's kind of like consuming my own content, like that frequently was getting me a lot in my own head about what kind of voice I would like to continue to use, or like the kind of conversations I want to have, the kind of guests that I want to have. And certainly can make you feel a little discouraged, feeling like even though you're working really hard and every day you're getting like more views on your show and more listens on your show than anyone's ever listened to it, but there's no real demand for it. Cause like, I was like, I bet you once I stop, no one will ask me to keep doing it, even though that I had all these views on it. And I was like, the demand is just as fleeting as the attention. This is a culture that is inside of a deficit of attention. And you know, I'm part of the problem on that myself. We're a generation of consuming. We consume, consumers. I know it sounds like talk about like we're customers, but I mean, like we kind of are. We're like everything is for us to view, and most of it is free. So like, you know, we cherry pick the stuff we like, and we cherry pick the stuff that serves us the most. And sometimes we like lose interest in things real quick. And I was like, being on both ends of that was, you know, kind of weirded me out a little bit. And, you know, I was, you know, same as everybody else is dealing with, you know, trying to think about what, you know, what money moves you got to make in your life, and what, as far as, you know, getting through each day, trying to think about my, you know, what would be financially responsible. And, you know, I switch jobs so often, man, and I work my ass off, but I'm not the best employee. I'm kind of okay with that. Like, I'm kind of okay with not being a very good employee. I'm a team player for sure. I work really hard, but I'm not going to know every single policy, nor am I going to abide by every single rule. My heart hasn't been in being an employee at a place. Like, it's not what I'm built for. I have to entertain. I have to feed my spark, you know? I have to feed my creative spark. I need to be a creator, not like when you lack structure, you want structure, but when you have structure, you really want to be out of it. So it's part of that grass is always greener on the other side theory. But the demand that there may or may not be for hearing anything at all that I've got to say, it can kind of, you know, what was weird about it is I used to be part of like a team of podcasting. So like we were part of a team, like our Wrestle Rock group was a team. Like we all, you know, we all kept each other sort of accountable in a way, like showing up for each other. That's something that like we would always want to do. And I don't even know if we maybe that was one of the fights that me and Rick got in one time, but it was like screaming at each other's faces. Like we are ruining Christmas. We are the people who are ruining Christmas out there on Christmas. I don't know if it was Christmas exactly, but let's just say it was. But my moves, man, nothing I'm doing money wise or career wise is strategic at all. I am not somebody who's going to get who's in danger of overthinking my like planning. It feels, it just feels not in my marrow, you know. It feels like that doesn't, it becomes to me almost like you're conforming, and or that's what people are supposed to, quote unquote, that's what people are supposed to do. And that's, you know, that's the formula that's worked for so many people. But I've learned I don't belong in any of these formulas, and these formulas weren't made for me. I think, you know, if I'm independent of that formula, I'm going to work on making one that's better for us than the ones we're stuck in. And I feel like I've been stuck for too long, and time to unstick, you know, time to unstick. My mom the other day was like, just go record a couple podcasts, make yourself feel better. Like she knows that this is like a therapy sort of session for me on top of, it's something I'm actively pursuing as trying to get some therapy, and I want to be better for me. You know, I want to be better for Alyssa. I want to be better for, you know, I want to be better for our future. I want to be better for, anybody who ever is inspired by anything I've ever done or has anything, any kind of interest in anything I'm ever doing. That's part of me saying like, I don't know how much time I've got left as far as like in the ring, but I want to make a difference in the wrestling business before I go anywhere. And maybe they're very small differences, but it's kind of like the ever widening circles when you throw a pebble in the water. I'm constantly thinking about where to move forward. This past weekend, I just regained the DCW No Limit title. It's incredible. I love my wrestling fans. I love performing in front of wrestling fans. It's been the weirdest part for me because I've kind of neglected you guys, the people who pay attention to the podcast and really get something out of it. But there's so few people really clamoring for it that like my motivation gets pissy. And, you know, everybody's got that. I guess I think everybody can relate to that. Like your motivation can sometimes suffer, and that's almost like a focus, lost, because the motivation becomes something different, and sometimes the motivation is just lacking altogether. And it's just trying to just put food on the table, you know, just trying to fill up the cabinets and trying to keep the rent paid. And, you know, and that's me, you know, jumping into a double dutch that I'm not coordinated enough for. You know, like double dutch. I don't think I've ever been coordinated enough to do that, but that's what I feel like. That's what I feel like I've been doing job wise for, I'm going to say 18, 19, 20. So probably the last 7 years, I felt insecure, job wise. I felt a great lack for probably the last 7 years, money wise. From 2016, I had a job interview today that feels like it'd be a similar job than that job. As far as money wise, I mean, better probably money wise, but I have to respect me, and I feel like I'm not doing myself too many good things. I'm not doing too many favors for myself as far as like the kind of work I've been taking and the kind of things I've been putting myself through mentally and physically. And I must be better. I must evolve. And I'm grateful to whoever hears this when I put this out, because I'm gonna try to maybe do this every night. Just, you know, go 15, 20 minutes, just about anything and everything. And, you know, if this motivates me to get on the mic again and get performing again and get, like, I plan on going tomorrow and doing some comedy. So maybe I'll jump on here afterwards, or, you know, before I go, maybe I'll come on here and just chat. And I'll save these videos and I'll put them on YouTube or on the whatever other platforms, RSS feeds and stuff, and you know, make this a regular thing. And maybe I'll start you know, motivating myself, focus in a direction that makes me a creator, maybe I've lacked being a creator, and that has give me some inner turmoil. But come create with me. Let's agree to be kinder to ourselves. And you know, that's from my mouth to my ears. That's for me to hear. Let's be kinder to ourselves. You wrote a note to yourself recently that you're providing an excellent service for people. Keep believing that you're providing that service for people, because this is something. You have a voice that needs to be heard. You have a perspective that's never been experienced. No one else does what you do. So please be kinder to yourself and continue to create. Anybody who's just hearing the audio, I want to let you know I'm looking at myself in the eyes right now on the webcam. I'm sorry I've been so harsh to you. I have recently been talking about how I'm tired of apologizing for things that I'm not sorry for. And stop being sorry, dude. Stop being sorry. Be who you want to be. And that'll get you closer to where you ought to be. I want to tell you guys, thanks for joining me. Thanks for your attention. The currency of your effort, the currency of your time and your attention is important. It's a very valuable currency to me. I love you. I love me. We love you together. Jesus and I love you. Be fun, have safe. Keep evolving.